Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Grace greetings. Welcome to the DDP. We have the Apostle Paul in front of Governor Felix and his wife Drusilla. We're in Acts 24:24, and Felix has sent for Paul to hear him concerning the faith in Christ. If you'll notice the earlier part of the chapter, in Paul's first speech in front of Felix, he basically is defending himself against accusation. He does not introduce Felix to the message of Jesus. And if anything could be learned from this, perhaps we should consider the timing of when we open our mouths for the gospel's sake. I used to be under the impression that there was never a wrong time to witness. I would have told you that if you didn't witness, you wasted an opportunity. And then I began to realize the ministry of Jesus was never dictated by other people. It was always dictated by the Holy Spirit. And so Christ was one who would listen to the voice of the Spirit and then move accordingly. And if the Spirit didn't speak, neither did he. So I think there were many moments where Jesus doesn't open his mouth. And we might look at it from the outside and say, wow, to have such power and not use it is a crime. And yet there are opportunities in the Gospels, particularly a couple times in John, where Jesus says, my time hasn't come. So Paul knows that in this first defense in front of Felix, it's not the time to preach Jesus. But then Felix begins to need to hear something more. He needs to hear the depth as to what Paul is saying so that he'll know if what he's saying is an insurrection, some sort of revolution. So Paul begins to speak to him concerning faith in Christ. Listen to some of the things they talk about. We don't get a lot of details, but the 25th verse at least gives us the bullet points of Paul's testimony to Felix. Verse 25, Acts chapter 24. Now, as he reasoned about righteousness, self-control, and the judgment to come, Felix was afraid and answered, go away for now. When I have a convenient time, I will call for you. And I think that you can get a lot of insight into the full counsel, what Paul would call in front of his Ephesian pastors, the whole counsel of God. You can get a good look at that in verse 25. Righteousness, self-control, and the judgment to come. Now, why do I think this is a good snapshot of the whole counsel of God? Well, the message of righteousness for a believer of Christ is different than the message of righteousness for a believer of Moses. Moses' followers go about establishing their righteousness by the law, according to Paul's letter to Rome, while believers in Christ establish their righteousness based upon Christ and his finished work. We believe, and thus we are made righteous. So there's step one. Then step two, self-control, and this is rarely preached in the grace community, but the self-control passage from Acts 24:25 is to show that the Holy Spirit is inside the righteous believer, leading and guiding them into their steps. So grace believers are not on the ocean of freedom without a rudder. The self-control portion of the message of grace is not do good and get good. It's you have the Holy Spirit who leads and guides you into all truth. And then thirdly, the judgment to come, I don't believe had anything to do with future judgment when Felix dies. Paul doesn't address Felix's death, but the judgment that was coming against Jerusalem as prophesied by Jesus. That judgment was on the horizon very, very soon, and Felix, being at least having Jewish heritage, is being warned to flee from the wrath to come, the wrath that is on its way. Felix doesn't want it right now. He wants a convenient time, so he'll call him back later, and we'll see where that goes. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.